Catholic League decries Soros-funded attacks on LA Archbishop. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 15, 2021. Rome, Catholic League President Bill Donahue has called out attacks on Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez by George Soros-funded organizations run by left-wing zealots. In his November 15 essay, Dr. Donahue declares that Archbishop Gomez is under attack by left-wing Catholics and outside activists for a powerful speech he gave in Spain on November 4. As Breitbart News reported at the time, Gomez denounced what he called a deliberate effort by elite forces to erase the Christian roots of society and to suppress any remaining Christian influences. In his condemnation of cancel culture and political correctness, Gomez said that often what is being canceled and corrected are perspectives rooted in Christian beliefs about human life and the human person, about marriage, the family, and more. According to Donahue, left-wing elites were particularly angered over the Archbishop's comments on contemporary social justice movements, which he labeled as pseudo-religions. Two Soros-funded groups, Faith in Public Life and Faithful America, launched a petition drive against Archbishop Gomez. In its criticism of Gomez, Faith in Public Life, which Donahue characterized as a front group for left-wing zealots seeking to create havoc in the church, called for Archbishop Gomez to apologize for criticizing social justice movements. Particularly galling was the Archbishop's description of new social justice movements as dangerous, as well as his denunciation of wokeness and identity politics, Faith in Public Life said. In its petition against the Archbishop, the group suggested that the Hispanic Archbishop is not sufficiently anti-racist. Archbishop Gomez's speech once again makes it clear why Black theologians must continue to proclaim boldly, "God is Black," said Craig Ford, a professor of theology at St. Norbert College. In 2016, leaked documents from Soros Open Society Policy Center revealed enormous donations to Faith in Public Life, a faith-based activist network, calculated to advance Soros' political agenda by de-emphasizing abortion and religious freedom while championing liberal social justice causes in the lead-up to the 2016 election. Father Robert Sirico, a Catholic priest and founder of the Michigan-based Acton Institute, declared at the time that the leaked documents revealed Soros' crass political intention to manipulate church leaders. Soros views Catholic church leadership as mere useful idiots to be manipulated to further his own political and, frankly, secularist agenda, Father Sirico stated. Faith in Public Life accepted Soros monies despite his self-proclaimed atheism, promotion of abortion on demand, and overt statism. The leaked documents explicitly declared that the donations formed part of Soros' long-term project of shifting the priorities of the U.S. Catholic Church. A portion of the Soros gift in 2016 was spent promoting John Gehring, a former assistant media director at the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, as a commentator to national media outlets. The second group behind the petition denouncing Archbishop Gomez, Faithful America, is run by a rogue Episcopalian priest who sticks his nose into the church's affairs, Donahue said in Monday's essay. Earlier this year, Faith in Public Life and Faithful America teamed up to demand the removal of Archbishop Joseph Nauman of Kansas City, Kansas, as chair of the U.S. Bishops Pro-Life Committee after Nauman said President Joe Biden should stop professing to be a devout Catholic. Both groups have repeatedly downplayed the moral evil of abortion while advocating for LGBT issues in the Democratic Party. Anyone is free to disagree with Gomez's address, but there is something unseemly about left-wing organizations launching a petition drive against him, Donahue states in his essay. Gomez, who is president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, should be commended, not condemned, for his courage to speak the truth. Follow at Williams Rome.